They probably could tell which computers it came from. Okay, we are continuing here, Darach Hashem, Chelek Dalet, Perek Dalet. As we work our way through this long perek, we're up to Ois Zion. I don't have it page here, but... You have it there? Anyone? Yeah? What page is that? Reish Hay? Dalad Dalad? Dalad Dalad? Dalad is Zion.
Oh, Zion, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Reish Hay? Okay, yeah? So we've talked about, and the last thing we talked about last week was we wrapped up the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we explained that there's really five things he could have in mind. Number one is Hashem is Mechayev HaMetzias, he's the only one who's integral. Hashem is the Baal HaKoyches Kulam, he gives power to everything. There's a track that this world is on, heading towards a point HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing it one way or the next. The fourth thing is the Mekabel Omach Hashemayim. Hashem let us have this relationship with Him as if He needs us for His Malchus. And the fifth thing is that we are willing to be Meiser Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. And that was really last week's shir, that's integral to have that every single day. So now, in Ois Zion, we move on now to the next part of Kriya Shema. Va'omnon l'tikun ha'gadol hazeh yischaber tikun acher. For this tikkun, in addition to this tikkun, is linked another tikkun. V'hu hanichlal b'shevach sha'im remachar zeh. And that is what is included in the shevach, the praise that we say after this. D'hainu baruch shem kevod malchus elohim v'ed. So the first thing is that the Ramchal is telling us that pasuk is a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And someone else, he brings here the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema also says that this pasuk is a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does that mean? So it's going to take him a little time to develop the thought. Ki nekvar biyarnu. We already explained. Sheklal kol hashpo isav yisbarach vehara isav. That all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashbois that he's mashpi on the world, and all of his ha'aras, all of his illuminations that he brings to the world, hey minyanim nimshachim b'mesibois shoynes. The way that they come to this world are through all different types of sibois, all different types of orchestrations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to bring this. The hashpas to the world, and his light, his ha'ara, to the world as well. The kulam nishrashim v'nislim b'yichuda yisbaruch u'shlemus u'amiti. However, all of these things, they all originate, and they all depend on the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on his true perfection. Shlemus u'amiti. So now, what does that mean? That means to say that all of the root of all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpois are come to this world are coming from His perfection, from His shleimus. Now, that's really what this whole yisayid of this whole thing has been, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be meitiv. He wants to give us a chance for perfection, to connect to His perfection, and therefore He made this world. And the way we do it is we earn that right and that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shleimus HaAmiti, and all the hashbois He's giving is all coming from there, from that perfection. V'hine, hanivroim misnagim bilgilgulim shaynim. Creations, the way that they are guided, are bilgilgulim shaynim, with all different chains of events. Lefi klal hashpois o'ela u'misibayseyam. According to the klal of all these hashpois and their movements, V'soif hakol hu, what's the end of everything after all this complicated movements and all these things that are being caused and guided? She'agiu li'ishtalim b'shleimus ha'miti. Is that it should come to a point where they will have complete perfection. Ki ulam gazra ha'chachma al yayna, shelo yimashech v'le'agia ha'ishtalim labruyim ela yidei ha'kol ha'masibus ha'ela v'achar kol gugulim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided that in order to reach that point of perfection that he wants to reach, it has to go through all of these different sibois, all these different movements, these chains of events, the Kol Gugulim. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be. However, he says... what am I looking for here? V'hinei... So he says that since the pa'ula and the shlita, meaning the functions, the pa'ula is the functions, and the shlita is the rulership, how does he translate it over here? He says... the dominion... belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisle HaKol Boi V'Noidois Kol HaShbois Sheina El Anfi HaYichud V'Aderech LaHagia HaBruim Eilav. So the basic idea here is that the source of everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shleimus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfection. So everything that's coming is really just an offshoot and a branch of that perfection. Now, he says, for example, Reb Chaim Friedlander, he says on the bottom here, the typical example of this is the story of Yosef and the brothers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided there's an end game here. Yosef's going to be the king over Mitzrayim. The Shvatim are doing all types of things that it shouldn't happen. And instead, their actions actually brought about that Yosef became the Melech. And when Yosef said, Ani Yosef, all of a sudden, everything that was so unclear and made no sense to them, they all saw retroactively, they saw the Mafreya, that this was actually the Sibub and the Gugulim. This is what brought it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. And that's the same thing here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. Meaning, the world has to come to a certain Shleimus, to a perfection. At that point, as we're going to explain, and he explained already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yichud, that he is the only power, the only one, will become Nitzgale to the world. Now, we look around at the world and we say a million and one things that are going on. Things are happening. Some of them make sense to us, how maybe they're leading to something good. Most of them make no sense to us. If anything, they seem to be leading in different directions, just like the Achei Yosef are trying to prevent things from happening. But then, you look back and you say, oh, it was all makes sense here. Now we see how everything was going there. Everything was a branch of that Yichud was leading to get to that Shleimus. V'haderech l'agi abruim alav. Yes, now, v'hinei. V'hiyois hakavono b'posuk rishon. Lislois hakol b'yichud k'moish hazacharnu. Since, in the first pasuk, the whole point was to say that Hashem Echad, everything is dependent on Hashem being Hashem Echad. Nimsu kol ha'ashpois nislois b'zeh. So basically what we're saying is that everything that happens in the world is talui in Hashem Echad. V'akol shov el inyan ha'shleimus ha'mitish ha'zacharnu. Like we said, everything goes back to this true perfection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that these ha'shpois are all coming from there. Now, so as he builds it up, he says, "V'hinei hanoilad mizeh babruim hu." So now let's get, that was the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Now let's get to the second pasuk. We've established Yichud. Hashem is Echad. Everything is coming from Hashem. Everything is just a branch of that Shleimus towards this end game that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. So v'hinei hanoilad mizeh babruim hu. What emerges here, legabe us creations, is as follows. Number one, when we are able to really recognize Hashem Echad and really attribute everything that happens in this world as a hashpa directly of Hashem Echad and Ishlemus, so Sheyashre Shmai Aleya. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since we activated, as we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is then, He's Mashre Shchinasai. He has his name rest upon Klal Yisrael, or on the the Bruim, the creations. If his Hashro Shmoy Aleyem, V'sisdabik Bom Kedushasai Yisdabkus Gadol. So then what happens is, there's this connection. There's a connection of his Kedusha, a very strong connection. V'yishloit Bom, and it rules over them. V'yamshiche Macharov Tamid, and it draws them. It draws them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yimotzu kulam nitzlim boy u'mishtal mibishlei musay. So once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to open up, so to speak, the Hashba, the Ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so his Shechina is Shaira here, and that's like Ha'aras Panim, and that's the difference between Hester Panim and Ha'aras Panim. Hester Panim, Hashem hides his face. Haras panim, kivar panach nasat alanu, bar panay melachayim is a pasuk. There's life when you're in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, his shema is shoyran people, so there's this histabkus of kedusha, there's this connection, automatically we're drawn to him. And v'yamshichem acharev tamid, like the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, v'shcheini acharecha narutza, we learned in Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, pasuk Gimel. That means to say we're going to be drawn and running after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in other words, it's almost going to help us with our Bechira towards getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a stira to Bechira, because since we caused it to happen, it's aiding us. In other words, we're enjoying the fruits of our own labor. So if we're able to really, really show and live and understand Hashem Echad, that leads to what the next level is, that if we are able to recognize Hashem Echad, He reciprocates, and He's able to open up and give us that Kedusha, and that Ashras Hashchina. And what happens then? Then we're connected to Him. Once we're connected to Him, so then there's a strong connection, and we're going to always be running after Him. So everyone is going to be depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everyone is going to be Mishtalim Mishlei Musay. So then we're going to become enjoying the perfection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this was the goal. The goal is Hashem wants to be mative to the world. So He created a world. How is He going to be mative? He's going to be mative through giving us a chance to connect with His perfection and enjoy that perfection. He just wants us to earn it. So the way that we get there is, the more we're makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more there's a shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which causes us to be connected, to get a connection to that shleimus. Really, this is the end game. The end game of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to get is that the entire world will recognize Bayoimahu Yiya Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad. That's the goal. The goal is to get to the day when everyone will understand Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything here happened through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Baal HaKayach. This was His plan. When that happens, there's going to be such a shefa of Ha'aras Panim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's going to cause this connection and this shleimus, and that's it. That's what He wants. That is the end game. V'hinei, v'yoyisam kach. So what happens? What happens when that happens? Nimso chefso yisbarach nasa. That's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where He wants us to be. That's what we'll call like living in Olam Haba. That's what He wants us to be. What's the greatest hana? What does Hashem want? He wants us to sit and enjoy His Shechina. Sit and be connected with Him. And have a piece of His Shleimus. And be perfect together with connection to His Shleimus. So that is His Ratzon. Uchvoidei miskadel. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chefet, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon has been done, that in itself is the greatest covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the greatest covet for someone, for anyone? When you do what they want. When you do their Ratzon, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to, and what is His Ratzon? His Ratzon is to be mative to the Bria. So when you're able to come to such a level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now doing what He wanted, that's the greatest covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Greatest covet is for Him to do His Ratzon. And that's the crown that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crowned by His creations. Again, He doesn't need us, but the very fact that we are here to assist Him and to bring about and make sure that his Ratzon is actually happening, that's the greatest Atara. That's the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavayachol Misgadobam. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't become any greater whether we do his will or not. But it's Kavayachol. He's decided that this is how he wants the Anhaga. Like we said the other time, to be a Melech. As if he needs us, Beroivam Hadras Mel. He doesn't need us, but that's part of the relationship that he allows us to have with him. Ki'ilu, we're doing him a favor. Va'amnam, however, ato in hadavar hazeh mishtal mele bruchanim. So let's get to the point. That's the end goal. That's the end goal of Lasid Lavoi. That's what's going to happen. Now, just to stop for a moment, if we stop and think about the words, Baruch Shem Kevoy Machusay Lailam Voed, so the word Baruch, the word Baruch means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a ribuy of Shefa. It means he's the Mekar of Bracha. It doesn't mean blessed. We're not blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekar of Bracha. There Reb Chaim Friedlander says that V'zeu Baruch sheyesh lanu ribuy v'shefa bracha kefi midas hizdahuseinim ritzayne yisparach. The amount of bracha we get is dependent on how much we identify Hashem Echad. That's baruch. That's the shefa. Shame. So what did we say? What's the next thing after there's a shefa? We said yashresh mayaleim. That's the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we're saying kivoid malchusai, right? That's the covenant of his malchus. That's what we just said. Ukvoidai misgadol, kavayachol misgadolbam. His malchus. He doesn't need us for his malchus, but the way he set it up, there should be this relationship. There's kivoid malchusai. So this is a shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ribui shefa brings to Hashras Hashchina, brings to Kvayt Malchusai, La'olam Voed. Because when that point is going to happen, when we're going to get to the end game, to the goal, it's going to be La'olam Voed, this Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is where this whole world is leading up to, is to the Kiyam of the Pasuk of Baruch, Shem Kvayt Malchusai, La'olam Voed. But says the Ramchal, Omnam Ata in Adovra Zemishtal Mele Bruchanim. The problem is that that concept only now is something that happens by Malachim. Because we don't see the Kvayt Malchusa, we don't see the Hashem Echad, we don't live the Hashem Echad yet. We're still in all the Sibois and the Hashbois and the Gagulim. Now, of course, we have little snippets of it. The more mitzvahs we do, like we've said, and the more we talk about Hashem Echad, and we live Hashem Echad, we are activating Hashbois in the world. And like we said last week, when you're ready to be Meisr Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, you bring that some hashba that's necessary every single day. Hashem needs that hashba of Kiddush Hashem every single day by Klal Yisrael and every person. When they say Hashem Echad, saying I'm willing to give my life Al Kiddush Hashem, that is needed every single day. So we have all the snippets, but we still don't have it because look, we don't live Hashem Echad. The world doesn't see it. We don't see that Hashem Echad. So the Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusei Le'olam Voed at the moment is only by the Malachim. Kinehem Tahirim Ukadoshim, because they're Tar and Kaddish. Ushma Yis Baruch Shair Aleim, and they do have Hashem's name on them. Umiskasher Bom. His kashrus gadol, and they're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, you know, they get into a malach has bechira, doesn't have bechira. You see, malachim amal make choices and things like that. So there's different malachim. I think Michtam Elio says a malach has bechira too. But it's so clear the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no bechira, which is like Klal Yisrael when they said Nasa v'nishma. It was Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis. Meshech Chachma brings and it brings from the Maral and others, and they say wasn't even Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis. In the clarity of how it was so necessary to be a Kabbalah Satayra, if not, the world's going to have to tell you. So there was no Bechira. There was no Bechira. So, because it's obvious. Of course they could have said no. But it was so clear. When something's so clear, you theoretically have a choice. But the Maisa, you don't have anything to choose when you know it's the right thing. And that's the same thing with Malachim. They're so Mekusher B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They Nimshachim Mamish Achra B'Chaleisa B'Chalsha. They're always following. They're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uchvaydei Miskadol B'Hem. And there is, to a degree, a covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miskadol even through Malachim. The only thing is, and even though they don't have Bechira, they don't have any Bechira, so that cover they don't have. That's why Hashem That's what we said many times. We learned in Shir Hashirim and other places that in Yoyna we learned it as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Shaira B'Tachtoinim. Iker Dirasei B'Tachtoinim. This is Parsha B'Shachanti B'Seicham. Parsha Kisisa also. I took you out of Mitzrayim because I want to be Shoichem B'Seicham. Iker, the Gain says over there in Yoyna, Iker Dirasei B'Tachtoinim. Because that's where the true covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shown. Because the Malachim, yes, that is a concept of covet. And we find you find throughout, you know, davening and piyutim, you talk about the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there is in the Malachim and Kedusha and things like that. However, it's not the covet that we have that we're able to bring and that we're going to bring to the world through our Bechira. But there is a concept, the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, look around, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His Kashrus. Ach b'tachtoinim ein hadavar nishlam. But us, down here, this thing hasn't been completed yet. Mipnei she'einam adayim shleimim. We're not complete yet. You can't have Hashem Echad if you're not holding there yet. You can't have the perfection of the world if we're not perfect. V'ara misarav b'hem. We still have the Ra mixed in. V'lohi taru b'men. We haven't been cleansed from it. U'kava yachol ein kvoy disbarach misgadol b'hem karoi. Of course, a little bit here and there, and that's what we're doing in little pieces of Hashem Echad to get to that point, but it's not there yet. So the Malachim, they experience this. They live Hashem Echad. So therefore, they are Mishabeach, and they say, Baruch Shem Kevayim Machutz Leilam Vod. They say this Shevach already. Again, it's a Shevach, right? It's a Shevach. They say this praise because they're already experiencing it in the Olam HaSal Yainim. So they're able to say it. But we can't do that. Ki einam ruyim lezeh. Because we're not ready for it. Again, the shame is not here yet. The kvay machusa is not here yet. So we can't say that yet. If you don't experience the shevach, you're not able to say it. You know, you find that concept by the Anshe Knesset HaGdayla, right? Why they call it Anshe Knesset HaGdayla? Sheikh Zira Torah L'Yoshna. Because the Nevi'im said, oh, Hashem is a gibar. What do you mean? Ayei gvuraisav, ayei neraisav. So they didn't say it. So comes the Anshe Knesset HaGdayla and said, no, his gvura is that he, even though there's enemies here, he overcomes his anger and his nekama, and he doesn't take them, he doesn't punish them. So the question is, what, the Nevi'im didn't know that? Teretz is, I think I once heard this from Rebellious Faye, I'm sure others say it as well, that the pshat is that they held, you can't be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on things that you're not experiencing. You're not experiencing it. So they said, what do you mean? Ayei Gvuraisav, where's the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We don't see the Gvura. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibor. We know he's a Noira. Of course we know it's MS. But we're not experiencing it. Came the Anshe Knesset HaGdayla, says, no, you make a mistake. You are experiencing it. You're seeing even a greater Gvura. So also, we know it's going to be a day of Baruch Shem Kevayim Machus, but we can't say it yet. We're not Meshabeach in the present. The Malachim are able to. However, Yaakov Avinu was zoiche to have such a level of clarity and such a stabkus and kedusha. Wasn't just him; he was together with the Shiftei Ka, his holy sons with him. They were totally perfect. So he had Shiftei Ka at perfection with the Yaakov Avinu. They were crowned Hashem Echad. They were experiencing Hashem Echad. They were connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem Echad. Sha'amru Shema Yisrael. Right? It says that Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell them the Kates, and the Shechina left them. He thought something's wrong. So what did they do? They declared Shema Yisrael. They're talking to Yaakov Avinu. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad. No. We are, there's no psul. Our emunah is so perfect in Hashem Echad, in the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at that point, the level of Yaakov Avinu was so great, it was mamash like la'as and lavay, their connection. So what did Yaakov Avinu answer? Va'az ana hazakein, baruch shem kivay machus alaylam va, like a malach, he answered. Because he was experiencing that right now. But we're not holding there. But we have a little bit from Yaakov Avinu. And this is a bit of a chiddush here, that is, if we're still enjoying some of that from Yaakov Avinu. In other words, really it's not part of the Torah. The Gemara Pesachim says, it's not part of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then there's over the and we have to say Hashem Elokecha, right? Yeah, there's no Baruch Shem Kivoy Machusai. So, however, Yaakov Avinu was megala to us this shevach that the Malachim say, but we can't say it because we don't experience it. But at the same time, it's like a secret that we know about. Because Yaakov Avinu was megalitas. If you're holding in the real Hashem Echad, you'll be able to scream Baruch Shem Kavod Machusai. But we can't. Okay, Anu Amrim say Ach B'Chashoy. So we say it quietly because the Shevach is where we're headed. But we say it quietly, only quietly, because we're not experiencing it. Zulasi B'Yayim Akipurim, except one day a year. Shemisalim Bo Yisrael Madregas HaMalachim. And Yom Kippur, we're elevated to the level of Malachim. Uchumay Shenevar B'Mkayim in Perek Ches Ois Hei B'Siyata D'Shemaya, we'll talk about what happens on Yom Kippur, but on that day we get up to such a level. Now if you think about it, to be such a level of Kosher B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a Malach, what does it mean we're like a Malach? He's explaining to us that a Malach is able to see that clarity of Hashem Echad and to experience that connection to the Shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that allows us to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem Kivoyin Malchusai L'Yoylam Voad, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next week as he goes now into the first parsha of Kriya Shana to explain to us how that works.